Chapter 4, Driving Record Information. The Pennsylvania Point System. Chapter 4, Review Questions. This chapter provides important information about your driving record. PennDOT maintains a driving record for every licensed driver in Pennsylvania. The Bureau of Driver Licensing keeps reports on various offenses and convictions on every driver received from the police and courts. You can obtain a copy of your driving record on our website at www.dmv.pa.gov. You will need your driver's license number, date of birth, last four digits of your Social Security number, and your credit card information. Specifically, this chapter covers the Pennsylvania Point System, what to do if you are stopped by police or in the event of a crash, the penalties for fleeing or eluding police, driving under the influence of alcohol or a controlled substance, or underage drinking, and how the driver's license compact may impact you. The Pennsylvania Point System. The purpose of the point system is to help to improve driving habits and to ensure safe driving. Points are added to a driving record when a driver is found guilty of certain driving violations. PennDOT begins to take corrective action when a driving record reaches 6 or more points. When a driving record reaches 6 or more points for the first time, the driver will receive a written notice to take a written special point examination. When the driving record is reduced below 6 points and reaches 6 or more points for a second time, the driver will have to attend a departmental hearing. Further accumulations of 6 or more points will result in additional departmental hearings, and your driving privilege may be suspended. In addition to these requirements, the driving privilege of a person under the age of 18 will be suspended if that person accumulates 6 or more points or is convicted of driving 26 miles per hour or more over the posted speed limit. The first suspension will be for a period of 90 days. Any additional occurrences will result in this suspension of 120 days. A table showing the number of points given for specific traffic violations can be found at www.dmv.pa.gov in the Pennsylvania Point System Fact Sheet. Here is information on how PennDOT handles point removal for safe driving. 3 points are removed from a driving record for every 12 consecutive months in which a person is not under suspension or revocation or has not committed any violation that results in the assignment of points or the suspension or revocation of the driving privilege. Once a driving record is reduced to 0 and remains at 0 points for 12 consecutive months, any further accumulation of points is treated as the first accumulation of points. Your driving privilege will be suspended or revoked if you are convicted of any of the following traffic violations. Please note that this is only a partial listing. Operating a vehicle while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Felony involving a vehicle. Homicide by vehicle, reckless driving, or racing on highways. Fleeing from a police officer. Driving when your driver's license is already suspended or revoked. Driving without lights to avoid identification. Failure to stop when you are driving a vehicle involved in a crash, called a hit-and-run offense. A second or any additional offense of driving without a driver's license within a 5-year period. Failure to stop for a school bus with its red lights flashing and stop arm extended, which results in a 60-day suspension. And failure to comply with a railroad crossing gate or barrier, which results in a 30-day suspension. If your driving privilege is going to be suspended or revoked, a written notice will be mailed to you listing the date when the suspension or revocation will begin. Your driver's license or learner's permit must be returned to the Bureau of Driver Licensing by the effective date of suspension listed on the notice, or the state police and local police will be notified to pick up the driver's license. No credit towards serving the suspension or revocation will be earned until your driver's license or learner's permit is surrendered to PennDOT. In the case of an unlicensed driver, an acknowledgement of suspension or revocation, Form DL-16LC, or an affidavit acknowledging the sanction, must be surrendered to PennDOT in lieu of a driver's license or learner's permit. You may appeal the suspension or revocation in the Court of Common Pleas, Civil Division, in your county of residence. The appeal must be filed within 30 days of the mailing date of the department's notice. In addition to serving the suspension or revocation, proof of payment for any fines and costs owed, proof of insurance, and a restoration fee must be paid before your driving privilege will be restored. After your driving privilege is restored, your driving record will show 5 points, regardless of the number of points that appeared on your record before your driving privilege was suspended, except in the cases of underage drinking, a 15-day suspension resulting from a hearing for the second accumulation of 6 points, and suspension for failing to respond to a citation. According to Pennsylvania state law, you must maintain automobile liability insurance on your registered vehicle at all times and may not drive without insurance. If PennDOT finds your vehicle was not covered by insurance for a period of 31 days or longer, your registration will be suspended for 3 months. In addition, if you operated or permitted the operation of your vehicle without insurance, your driving privilege will also be suspended for a period of 3 months. In order to have your driving privilege and registration restored, you must submit both proof that your vehicle is currently insured and the required restoration fees. If you are stopped by the police, it's important that you know what to do. Law enforcement officers issue written traffic citations to persons who are charged with violating the Pennsylvania Motor Vehicle Law. You must follow the directions of the officer at the time of the stop, or you may be subject to arrest. You will know a police officer wants you to pull over when the officer activates the flashing red and blue lights on top of the police vehicle. In some instances, an unmarked police vehicle may be equipped with a flashing red light only. Anytime a police vehicle stops behind you, for your safety and the safety of others, police recommend you do the following. Activate your turn signal and drive as close as safely possible to the right edge of the road. Stop and park your vehicle safely away from traffic. Turn off your engine and radio and roll down your window so you can communicate with the officer. Turn on your vehicle's interior light as soon as you stop and before the officer approaches if it is nighttime. Limit your movements and the movements of your passengers. Do not reach for anything in the vehicle. Alert the officer immediately if you are transporting any type of firearm. Place your hands on the steering wheel and ask any passengers to have their hands in view. Keep your vehicle doors closed as the officer approaches and stay inside your vehicle unless the officer asks you to get out. Keep your seatbelt fastened until the officer has seen you are appropriately restrained. Wait until the officer asks you to retrieve your driver's license, registration, and insurance cards. Do not hand the officer your wallet. Just hand them the requested items. Always be polite. The officer will tell you what you did wrong. You may receive only a warning, or you may be cited for a traffic violation. If you disagree with the citation, you are entitled to a court hearing where you can present your arguments. It is not in your best interest to argue with the officer at the scene. If you believe you have not been treated in a professional manner, you should contact the appropriate police department at a time following the traffic stop and ask for a supervisor. Remember, police lights can be red and blue or could be red only on unmarked police vehicles. You may also see flashing white lights used in addition to these lights. If the vehicle is flashing only blue lights, then it is not a police officer. If you see flashing red and blue lights or flashing red lights only, and you are still not certain the person pulling you over is actually a police officer, you may drive to the nearest well-lit, populated area, but acknowledge you understand the request to stop by turning on your flashers and driving at a reduced speed. You may ask the officer for identification and should do so if the individual who has stopped you is not in uniform or has an unmarked vehicle. Most officers in unmarked vehicles are wearing police uniforms, and police officers always possess a photo ID card and a badge. In the event of a crash, do not stop unless you are involved, or if emergency help has not yet arrived. Keep your attention on your driving and keep moving, watching for people who might be on or near the road. Do not block the way for police, firefighters, ambulances, tow trucks, and other rescue vehicles. If you are in a crash, you should do the following. First, stop your vehicle at or near the crash scene. If you can, move your vehicle off of the road so you do not block traffic. Many crashes are caused when traffic stops or slows for an initial crash. Call the police if any vehicle needs to be towed and also if anyone is hurt or dies. If the drivers of the vehicles are hurt and cannot call the police, then witnesses at or near the crash scene must call for help. Get the following information from the other driver or drivers involved in the crash: names and addresses, telephone numbers, registration numbers, and insurance company names and policy numbers. Write down the names and addresses of other individuals involved in the crash, as well as any witnesses of the crash. If the crash involves a parked vehicle or damage to property, stop immediately and try to find the owner. If you cannot find the owner, leave a note in a place where it can be seen and call the police. The note should include the date and time of the crash, your name, and a telephone number where you can be reached. If the police do not investigate a crash and someone has died or been injured, or if a vehicle must be towed, send a driver's accident report form, AA600, within 5 days to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Safety and Traffic Engineering, P.O. Box 2047, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17105-2047. Each year, there are about 450 crashes caused when a driver attempts to flee or elude police, resulting in 40 to 50 major injuries or fatalities on Pennsylvania roadways. If a driver is convicted of fleeing or attempting to elude police, the penalty is a one-year suspension of the driving privilege, a fine of $500, plus court costs and other fees, and could include time in jail. This section covers driving under the influence of alcohol or a controlled substance, as well as the penalties for doing so. First, it's important to understand what constitutes driving under the influence, or DUI, because the penalties for driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs are severe. In Pennsylvania, if you are of legal drinking age, 21 or older, you are considered to be driving while under the influence if your blood alcohol level is 0.08 or higher. But you may also be convicted of DUI at lower blood alcohol concentration levels if you are stopped by police for driving erratically, that is, too slow, too fast, straddling your lane, making wide turns, stopping for no reason, failing to obey traffic signs and signals, and so on. If you are under age 21, Pennsylvania's laws do not permit you to drive with any measurable alcohol in your system. If you are under 21, you are considered to be driving under the influence if your blood alcohol level is 0.02 or greater. Pennsylvania's implied consent law for chemical testing for alcohol or drugs is very important to you as a driver. The law covering chemical testing says you have agreed to take such a test just by being licensed to drive in Pennsylvania. If the police arrest you for driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and you refuse to take one or more chemical tests of breath, blood, or urine, your driving privilege will be automatically suspended for 1 year. This suspension is in addition to the suspension imposed for a conviction, or what is called accelerated rehabilitative disposition, or ARD, for driving while under the influence. Even if you were found not guilty of driving while under the influence, your driving privilege will be suspended for 1 year for a first-time refusal to take a blood, breath, or urine test. If you refuse to take a test and you were found guilty of DUI, your driving privilege may be suspended for 2.5 years, depending on your blood alcohol concentration level at the time of the arrest. If you refuse chemical testing and have had a prior DUI conviction or a prior refusal for chemical testing, you will face an 18-month suspension for the refusal, plus 18 more months for the DUI conviction, for a total suspension of 3 years. Penalties become more severe in instances of higher blood alcohol concentration, more serious injuries and damages resulting from a crash while driving under the influence, and the more times you are convicted for DUI. Refer to your online or hard copy driver's manual to review Table 1, General Impairment, Table 2, High Rate, and Table 3, Highest Rate, that summarize the penalties for driving under the influence at different levels of impairment. In addition to the penalties listed in these tables, for first or second offenses at any level of impairment, you will be required to take Alcohol Highway Safety School. For second and third offenses at any level of impairment, you will be required to have an ignition interlock system or dashboard breath tester installed in your vehicle for 1 year. You may also be required to undergo alcohol abuse screening and treatment at any level of impairment for first and subsequent offenses, if deemed necessary by the courts. A judge may impose up to 150 hours of community service. If you are under 21 years of age and you are convicted of driving under the influence, when your blood alcohol concentration is 0.02 or higher, you will be subject to the penalties listed in Table 2, High Rate, even if your blood alcohol concentration is less than the levels specified for those penalties. If you are involved in a crash resulting in bodily injury, death, or property damage, you are subject to the penalties listed in Table 2, High Rate, rather than those listed in Table 1, General Impairment, even if your blood alcohol concentration is lower than the levels listed in Table 2, High Rate. Anyone who drives under the influence of controlled substances and drivers who refuse a chemical test are subject to the penalties listed in Table 3, Highest Rate. If your penalty includes a maximum probation or prison time of 6 months, that is, if you are a first-time offender at any level, or a second-time offender in the Table 1 General Impairment, or Table 2 High Rate, your DUI crime has been charged as an ungraded misdemeanor. The charge of ungraded misdemeanor means if you contest the case, you are not entitled to a jury trial. For a first offense at the Table 2 High Rate or Table 3 Highest Rate of Impairment, you may be accepted into the Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition, or ARD, program. If you are accepted into the ARD program, you will lose your license for up to 90 days, remain under court supervision for 6 months, pay a fine between $300 and $5,000 in addition to related fees and other costs, undergo alcohol and drug evaluation, undergo alcohol and drug rehabilitation treatment, if necessary, and participate in 12 and a half hours of alcohol highway safety school. The zero tolerance or under 21 DUI law establishes serious consequences for those under 21 who drive with any measurable amount of alcohol in their blood. The law reduced the blood alcohol content from 0.08 to 0.02 for minors, those under 21, who are charged with driving under the influence. Why do we support the zero tolerance law? Because traffic crashes are the number one cause of death for teenagers in the United States. Driving involves multiple tasks, the demands of which change continually. To drive safely, you must be alert, make decisions based on ever-changing information present in the environment, and be able to maneuver based on these decisions. Drinking alcohol impairs a wide range of skills necessary for carrying out these tasks. If you are under 21 and are convicted of DUI for the first time, you will go to jail for a term ranging from 2 days to 6 months. Your license will be suspended for a full year, and you will pay a fine of $500 to $5,000. Underage drinking clearly results in harsh penalties. If you are under age 21, it is against the law to buy alcohol, consume alcohol, have alcohol in your possession, or have alcohol in the vehicle you are driving. Even if you are not driving, your driving privilege will be suspended if you are under 21 years of age and are convicted of lying about your age to obtain alcohol, carrying a false ID card, or purchasing, consuming, possessing, or transporting alcohol. In addition, if you are underage and are arrested and detained for blood, breath, or urine testing, parental consent to conduct these tests is not required, but the police will notify your parents of the arrest. The minimum penalties for underage drinking are as follows. A fine of up to $500 plus court costs. A 90-day suspension for the first offense. A 1-year suspension for the second offense. And a 2-year suspension for the third and subsequent offenses. The courts may require you to be evaluated to determine the extent of your involvement with alcohol and may also require you to successfully complete a program of alcohol education, intervention, or counseling. If you do not have a driver's license, you will be ineligible to apply for a learner's permit for the time period of the suspension. If you are under 16 years of age, your suspension will not begin until your 16th birthday, provided you acknowledge your suspension and it is received any time prior to your 16th birthday. In addition to serving a suspension, a restoration fee must be paid before your driver's license will be returned or your application for a non-commercial learner's permit, DL-180, will be considered for processing. One fact remains. It is against the law for anyone under age 21 to consume, possess, or transport alcohol. Again, remember, if you are cited for underage drinking, a vehicle does not have to be involved for you to lose your driving privilege. Do not risk the consequences. Adults, even parents, who are convicted of knowingly and intentionally supplying minors with alcohol are subject to a fine of at least $1,000 for the first offense and $2,500 for each additional offense and face up to 1 year in jail. Adults are even liable for each guest who drinks in their home. For example, if you had 17 teenagers in your home for a party and they were drinking alcohol, the party could cost you $41,000. That's $1,000 for the first teenage drinker and $2,500 for each of the additional 16 drinkers. Lastly, for Chapter 4, the Driver's License Compact, or DLC, is a compact among member states and the District of Columbia to maximize law enforcement efforts nationwide. The major provisions of the DLC, which member states are committed to uphold and enforce, are the one driver's license concept, which requires the surrender of an out-of-state driver's license when making an application for a driver's license in another state. The one driver record concept, which requires that a complete driver record be maintained in the driver's state of residence to determine driving eligibility in the home state, as well as for the driver's non-resident operator's privilege in other jurisdictions. Reporting of all traffic convictions and driver's license suspensions or revocations of out-of-state drivers to the home state licensing agency, as well as other appropriate information. The assurance of uniform and predictable treatment of drivers by treating offenses committed in other states as though they have been committed in the home state. The following offenses, if committed in a member state, would be treated as though the offense had occurred in Pennsylvania, and the appropriate sanction would be imposed under the provisions of our vehicle code. Manslaughter or negligent homicide resulting from the operation of a vehicle, Section 3732. Driving a vehicle while under the influence of alcoholic beverages or a narcotic to a degree rendering the driver incapable of safely driving a vehicle, Section 3802. Failure to stop and render aid in the event of a vehicle accident resulting in the death or personal injury of another, Section 3742. Any felony in the commission of which a vehicle is used, cited under the Crimes Code and Dangerous Drug Act offenses. And finally, not responding to an out-of-state citation will result in the indefinite suspension of your Pennsylvania driving privilege until a response is made to the location indicated on the citation.